So what I'd like to do is describe how this force works in our lives through a verbal flowchart. And I'll do it one way now, and then we'll address this chart later on in the program, and we'll use different words based in our explorations and the understandings of modern science. And we'll begin to see that Western science and ancient spiritual traditions were in fact describing precisely the same form of energy, the same force, using very, very different languages for the same applications. In addition to visualizing this flowchart of the spiritual process on the whiteboard of your mind, there is also a copy of this in the CD-ROM guidebook. So the flowchart begins like this. In the whiteboard of your mind, if you can imagine a little box that simply says that there's something that we do in our lives, something that we choose to do in our lives. It's a way that we choose, a code of conduct, the way that we choose to conduct ourselves on a daily basis in the presence of those that we love and hold dear. Something we do in our lives, and a little arrow from that box that points to another box that says that that's something we do. It triggers a process in our bodies. Something begins to change in our bodies. There's a chemical change that happens within the cells of our bodies. And from that little box, another arrow that points to a box that says once our bodies begin to change, that the change inside of our bodies interacts with the forces of creation beyond our bodies. Something that we do in our lives triggers a process inside of our bodies, and that process interacts with forces beyond our bodies. And the last box of our flowchart, then the arrow points to the last box and says that the change inside of our bodies is actually affecting our physical world. When we do something in our lives that triggers a process in our bodies and it affects the world around us, if we do not understand how this relationship works, we believe that we have just experienced a miracle. And this is the perspective of the ancient and the spiritual traditions. Through the understandings now of Western science, science is saying there's a field out there that links everything together. Spiritual traditions are saying this is how we use a field of energy that links everything together. Now we have to ask ourselves the question, are they speaking about the same thing? Could the great mystery that unifies all that we know about science and the great secret of the spiritual traditions that allows us to influence the world around us through something we do inside of our bodies, could they be related? Or we can take it one step further, are they the same force?